Gamma Joba Gardner's Bay. This is Spielpod.com, the week in Georgia in English, coming to you from our Amagansett Long Island studios. Today is Thursday, the 22nd of August, 2013. On this date in 1654, Jacob Barisman arrives in New Amsterdam. He is the first known Jewish immigrant to America. 1775, King George III stated that the American colonies were in open rebellion against the crown. 1776, British troops land on Long Island and soon take New York City, which they hold until the end of the war. 1791, slave uprising begins in Haiti that leads to independence. 1849, Austria launches pilotless balloons against the city of Venice, which is the first air raid in history. 1851, the U.S.-built schooner America bests the fleet of Britain's finest ships in a race around England's Isle of Wight. The America's Cup is held by the U.S. for 132 years, then lost by Dennis Connor's Liberty in 1983. 1910, Korea is annexed by Japan. 1922, Michael Collins is assassinated in an ambush by Republican extremists in West Cork. 1902, Teddy Roosevelt becomes the first U.S. president to ride in a car. 1962, a Kennedy official is quoted in the New York Times stating that there is a stalemate in Vietnam. 1989, Nolan Ryan of the Texas Rangers becomes the first pitcher in Major League history to register 5,000 career strikeouts. Birthdays today are Claude Debussy, John Lee Hooker, Ray Bradbury, Dorothy Parker, Henri Cartier-Bresson, and Deng Xiaoping. Thanks again to those posting on our forums, or send us an email at tblpod@gmail.com. On the 19th of August, the Bidzina family-owned TV9 stopped broadcasting. Channel 9 TV station was launched in late April 2012. Television station with the same name had been founded and funded by BI until April 2004, when he unexpectedly closed it down. After going into politics, BI said that his decision to shut down the television station after the Rose Revolution was his mistake. Several hours earlier, BI had announced his plan to shut down the channel in order to distance himself from the media outlet ahead of the October presidential elections, saying that the leadership should not have its own channel. In his statement, BI said that after a failed attempt to sell the channel, he decided to close it down on the 1st of September. However, the TV station's personnel decided to stop working, and so the broadcast ended sooner. BI said that there is still a possibility someone could buy the channel for a third of its market value before the 1st of September. The story is that the channel has been looking for a buyer for the last 10 months, but no one noticed they were looking for a buyer, which is why people were surprised by the short-notice shutdown. The business is not financially sustainable. According to the hardest-working NGO in the Caucasus, TI Georgia, in the first 5 months of 2013, Channel 9 made only 380,000 lari. By contrast, Rustaviotti made 12 million lari and Imedi made 6 million lari. Whoever purchases a channel will have to overhaul the business model and make it profitable. On the 20th of August, General Director of Channel 9, Luba Eliashvili, said, without specifying details, that a number of potential buyers expressed interest in the TV station. A Facebook group called, quote, "We are buying Channel 9 and establishing a joint stock company," end quote, was launched to offer the public a chance to establish and invest in a joint stock company to buy Channel 9. The initiative is spearheaded by shadowy character Vasiko Maglaparidze, who previously hosted a talk show on the TV station. In a letter to BI, the group says that selling the station to any single business group or individual will not protect the station from possible political meddling. So the best option is for the media outlet to be owned by a joint stock company with a large number of shareholders. On the 21st of August, Maglaparidze stated that the initiative group will register their letter to BI officially at the state chancellery. Shorena Sharbadashvili, editor-in-chief of the magazine Liberali, who in November 2012 suggested that BI sell the channel to her publishing group for one lari, also supports the idea of the initiative group. The Labour Party, in keeping with its tradition of hilarious policy recommendations, called on BI to transfer Channel 9 to them. Misha commented on the shutdown, which he described as bad. Misha said, quote, "This channel had only one purpose, to air footage shot or staged by Lado Bedukadze. So Channel 9 personnel were used and then sidelined," end quote. Earlier, Shalva Ramishvili, co-presenter of the TV show Hot Afternoon on Channel 9, left the channel and became head of the press service of Georgian Dream candidate for president Georgi Margvelashvili. On the 16th of August, maestro journalist Teat Sichinava, Nino Zhizhilashvili, and nearly all producers of the political department left Maestro. It was confirmed that Sichinava moved to Imedi TV. Seems like a number of others as well. According to Mamuka Hlonti, one of the founders of Maestro, one of the wings of the government, after failing to subdue Maestro, has begun creating obstacles for the company. He commented that Imedi and Rustavioti would be competitors after, quote, both channels repay 40 million lari to the state budget, end quote. Technically, neither company owes the money to the government because of a tax amnesty after the parliamentary elections, which we talked about quite a bit on Tpilpod, if you'll remember. Hlonti has been, which is really just was just a way for the former government to subsidize those two TV stations. Hlonti has been vague and not given any credible evidence of the pressure. What's more likely is that the tense financial situation of the company led to the exodus to Imedi. Supposedly, some personnel haven't been paid in months, which would explain things. Maestro has made a total of 1.3 million lari in the first 5 months of 2013, which is more than three times what they made in 2012 during the same period. However, last year, Maestro was dependent on handouts. Bidzina likely funded the company off the books. In addition, one of the shareholders, Maka Asatiani, also funded the channel. On the 18th of August, a conflict between Kists and local Georgian youth in the Pankizi Valley grew into a serious physical clash. While officers are not commenting on the specific nature of the events, the Minister of Interior, Irakli Kharabashvili, arrived in the region to mediate the conflict. Some witnesses reported that Spartak Zviadauri, the brother of Olympic judo champion and MPs Zura Zviadauri, participated in the incident, but he denies this information. The meeting between Kharabashvili and the elders in Duisi lasted for 5 hours. MP Zviadauri attended. According to one version of the story, the scuffle started due to a religious dispute. Tension passed after special units arrived in the village in order to reconcile the parties. Negotiations were held from the morning between Zurab Zviadauri and the elders who make decisions in the village and keeping good traditions. And the village, people in the village tend to follow these decisions. This is the first report about confrontation on religious grounds between Orthodox and Muslims in this region I have ever heard. Quick comment and a word of advice about these religious conflicts that seem to be appearing more and more. The problem is not just local. Everybody who cares about Georgia needs to hear that Georgia is a country in which there are many religions, and religious tolerance is an important Georgian tradition, and clearly stated in the law. When Georgians start a fight, and I'm not saying that that's what happened this time around, but if a fight is started and religious or ethnic issues are brought into it, call me crazy, but at least some of the time Georgian Orthodox individuals are the instigators. They need to be tried and punished, and that needs to be announced publicly and nationally. You heard it here first on Tpilpod.com. There is a stirring of a culture war brewing here, and some leadership is needed on this matter. I don't want to bring up Egypt or anything, but take a look at Egypt. And from the revisionist history file, on the 20th of August, Misha held a press conference where he accused Georgi Targamadze, former director of Imedi TV, of closing the TV station in 2007. Misha said that after it became public that the late Georgian billionaire Badri Patrikatsishvili was plotting against the former government, the personnel of the TV station decided to close Imedi TV. Here is the direct quote. "Do you remember who closed Imedi TV? When we closed it, we opened it in a week. Who did the same afterwards? Name and surname? Georgi Targamadze. Am I lying? After the owner of the TV company, Badri Patrikatsishvili, tried to organize a revolt in the country and these videos were aired on TV, Imedi TV staff took a decision to close it. After it was revealed that your director, under the order of Russia, was organizing state revolt, was planning to kill the interior minister, and was going to do something with the president, the Imedi TV staff closed it," end quote. Yeah, just remember, all of this was on TV in 2007. Anyway, so Targamadze, who now leads the Christian Democratic Movement, describes Misha's statement as slander and said that the people who should be punished for all wrongdoing related to Imedi TV are Misha and UNM. Targamadze's direct quote, "The reality that this person who is still called the president today tries to convince us that he is worried about media and developments around Imedi TV is the outcome of negligence of each of us, including our new government, as the negligence and infantilism of their prosecutor's office brought this result to us today. No investigation of obvious crimes around Imedi TV has been conducted so far." End quote. At the press conference, Misha also criticized Channel One for removing parts of his recent interview about the war with Russia that, quote, could somehow offend Medvedev and Putin, end quote. On the 16th of August, former Defense Minister Bacho Akhalaya's lawyer released video footage in which Father Nicolas Tabagua, formerly the head of Chala prison colony, accused the prosecutor of pressuring him to testify against Bacho. Bacho's lawyer said that Father Nicolas was forced to sign a document according to which people arrested in connection with the Sandro Ghirvliani murder were given better conditions in prison. The implication is that Bacho was involved in the Ghirvliani murder, or at least its cover-up, and so gave preferential treatment to those prisoners. In the near future, Bacho is going to be questioned in connection with Ghirvliani case, or so we've heard. The Patriarch defrocked Nicolas Tabagua for his statement on television about the Ghirvliani case. The Patriarch stated that, the Patriarch, through spokespeople, stated that if Tabagua was really pressured, he should have informed them first. Also, he should have told them he was going to make public statements on the matter. Following up on last week's story about Dato Chikitunidze, former deputy head of General Inspection of the Ministry of Justice, who was detained in Athens and sentenced to pre-extradition detention. On the 20th of August, his lawyer stated that her client has injuries to his head as a result of an attack in the extraditing detention facility. He was brought to the hospital in Athens and is still unconscious and in serious condition. Lawyers have not been allowed to visit him yet. According to unofficial information, Chikutunidze was attacked by one of the Georgian prisoners who was in detention along with him. Chikutunidze is accused of having illegally eased conditions for four policemen who were jailed for the Sandro Ghirvliani murder. Wiped clean. This amnesty will not apply to all crimes, including premeditated murder, sexual crimes against minors, trafficking, torture, and others. The amnesty requires an application process directly to his administration, their special phone numbers, before the end of his term. In his statement, Misha contrasted his amnesty with that of Georgian Dream, accusing the amnesty of having been illegal and resulting in a higher crime rate. The Interior Ministry disputes his statement. On the 15th of August, six prisoners of the penitentiary facility number 14 in Gegüti announced a hunger strike to demand a review of their cases. The prisoners demanded to meet the chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Human Rights, Eka Beselia, and public defender Ucha Nanuashvili. On the 16th of August, the prosecutor's office summoned former minister Khatuna Kalmakhelidze and former prison minister Dima Shashkin as witnesses related to the prisoner torture case. According to the prosecutor's office, Bacho will also be questioned in regards to this case. Shashkin posted a statement on his Facebook page that he will return to Georgia on the 28th of August to answer the prosecutor's questions. Right now, he is in Great Britain undergoing medical treatment. Democracy and Freedom Watch reported on the 16th of August that the Interior Ministry has delayed the destruction of illegal surveillance tapes recorded under the previous government for, quote, a few days, end quote. No specific date was given. The official reason Interior Minister Khadivashvili gave was that some of the commission members who were supposed to destroy the archives are on holiday. He said they were out of Georgia, but, you know, we got it. On the 16th of August, former Minister of Economy Lado Paphava was elected rector of Tbilisi State University from among 13 candidates. After the election, Paphava said, quote, "A lot of things are to be changed at the university. First of all, I'll strengthen the research work and students should be involved in it. I will use the university's budget rationally," end quote. A student initiative group protested the election, arguing that the 12 members of the academic board do not reflect the opinion of the 22 5,000 students at the university. On the 16th of August, Misha vetoed the amendments to the law on higher education, which the Ministry of Education had initiated. Initially, some members of the parliamentary majority had disapproved of the draft law since it would give the Prime Minister the right to appoint the provisional heads of state universities. This was changed in the final version of the draft law. Instead, the university professors were authorized to elect acting rectors with the stipulation that rectors and deans of the higher educational institutions have PhDs, which the rector before, Sandro Kvitashvili, did not have. Following up on last week's story about the Minister of Economy, Georgi Kvitashvili's refusal to meet UNM presidential candidate Dato Bakradze, on the 16th of August, UNM published a statement which discusses the economic success of the Rose Revolution. In the statement, UNM once again offered the ruling party a meeting. Quote, "We are ready to meet with the members of the economic team of the government and MPs to let them know our views on why Georgia is in a difficult economic situation and what can be done to solve this problem," end quote. According to the Minister of Reintegration, Pata Zakharashvili, BI will, quote, "serve his country even better," end quote, after resigning from his post. He said that after the parliamentary elections, when the UNM disappeared, the breakup of the Georgian dream will be necessary. On the 19th of August, former Defense Minister Irakleo Kurashvili beat up former MP Merab Samadashvili at the Nice airport in France. French police detained Okurashvili for several hours and released him after questioning. Supposedly, Samadashvili's bodyguards injured Okurashvili's bodyguards in Tbilisi 2008. Now, boys. On the 20th of August, Tajik opposition journalist Dobojan Atovuloyev was detained at the Tbilisi International Airport after arriving from Prague. Atovuloyev said he was detained at the request of Tajik authorities who accused him of extremism and terrorism. Atovuloyev is well known for his reports that are critical of Tajik President Emomali Rahmon and members of his family. Atovuloyev was released the same day. Quote, "I was released around 5 p.m. Tbilisi time, but they asked that I not publicize the detention," end quote. On the 21st of August, MP Kobe Davitashvili submitted his application to the CEC to register as a presidential candidate. He will run in the presidential elections as a People's Party's candidate. Carlos Garibashvili has announced he will apply to the CEC to run in the presidential elections. Of course, Garibashvili, a lawyer by profession, has run in every presidential election since 1995. Garibashvili stated that his election program is focused on the improvement of the judiciary. On the 20th of August, the leader of the Traditionalist Party and presidential candidate Kakko Asatiani was evicted from his house in Tbilisi. The family was deprived of their four-story house because they didn't pay back bank loans. The eviction was attended by several other people who complained about having lent money to Asatiani, which he has not paid back for years. Tatsminda Park administration officials thanked the state chancellery on their Facebook page for listening to the park's request. A month ago, Tatsminda Park officially complained about government cars driving to and from the funicular restaurant site despite the park's prohibition on cars. The government will no longer drive cars to the park's territory. Any listeners know who it was who was driving the cars to their park, please let us know. I would be fascinated to find this out. I hope other businesses will do the same. A big opportunity to get cars off of the sidewalks in front of your businesses. Tbilisi city budget will expand by about 4% or 7 million lari to a total of 740 million lari. On Monday, the budget increase that Mayor Gigi Ugalava put forward passed the Tbilisi City Council. The additional 17 million lari will be used to improve infrastructure, gardens, and squares and to solve water supply problems in the city. I hope in Tatsminda. Part of the increased budget will also be spent on new transportation. On the 18th and 19th of August, heavy rains damaged Ureki and Guria. Streets and the ground floors of buildings were flooded and the city's drainage system was damaged. On the 21st of August, a fire that broke out in Rustavi's Rustaveli Cinema. The building was almost entirely burned down. The cinema has been closed since last year and so was empty. No one was injured. Batumilebi.ge published an article about the parking fines for vehicles in Batumi, which totaled 500,000 lari since January this year. 28 1,600 drivers have been fined in the city. Despite these fines, the article continues, there continues to be lots of cars parked obstructively on the sidewalks, bike roads, and bike paths, and near the bus stops. Please, Batumi, more and higher parking fines. According to the chairman of the United Trade Unions, Irakli Petriashvili, unemployment rate has increased 7% in the current year and is now at 23%. Geostat data indicates that the 2012 rate of unemployment was 15%. The data for Geostat only counts people over the age of 15 who have not been employed for even a single hour during the last 7 days, but who have been searching for work for at least a month and are ready to begin work within the next 2 weeks. According to Geostat, the average living wage for a single able-bodied man in Georgia was 145 lari in July, which is a 5 lari decrease from the previous month. The chairman of the Statistics Service, Soso Archvadze, noted that the massive decline in food prices influenced the living wage, but, quote, from the second half of the year, the situation will be changed and we will enjoy no more deflationary processes, end quote. Geocapital number this week is 22.1, which is the average lending interest rate from banks in Georgia for short and medium-term loans in 2012, according to World Bank data. 2008, this number was 23%. In 2009, probably because of the war, the number jumped to 24.2%, and since then has slowly declined to its current percentage. Compare with other countries in the region, the average lending interest rate in 2012 in Azerbaijan was 18.3, in Armenia it was 17.2, in Russia it was 9.1. The meme this week is Beta's new musical video called Summertime. The music and the music video feature the rapper, a rapper who calls himself Lil Play. The video features Beta and Lil Play rapping and singing, driving cars and sitting in clubs surrounded by hot babes. The refrain in the piece is, quote, getting ready for summertime, end quote. Maybe Beta's a little late on this one. Posted on our forum, it will be. Things to read, an analytical piece by the brilliant Portuguese analyst of Coimbra, Licínia Simão, entitled, quote, The Reluctant Conflict Mediator, EU-Georgia Relations Under the Neighborhood Policy, end quote, on EurasiaReview.com. So check out Simão. Former MP Tsotne Bakuria published an article titled, President Obama Should Support Georgian Dream, in the Daily Caller. The piece begins with the following gem. Quote, as I stood and placed my right hand on my heart and recited the oath of allegiance to the flag, I looked around the hot auditorium of a high school in suburban Virginia and saw the tear-stained faces in the crowd, Hispanic, African, Asian, end quote. He argues that Obama should support Georgian Dream because they share the same values. This is in the Daily Caller. I'm not really sure what that is, but for those who don't know, Tsotne Bakuria was Aslan Abashidze's designated international button polisher and held an important position subverting democracy in general and elections specifically in Ajada during Aslan's time. He now lives in the U.S. and occasionally writes about how horrible the UNM is and tries to get on BI's radar screen. T.I.'s article about infrastructure projects and the right to ownership in Highland Ajada, T.I.'s blog post on the declining revenues of Georgian broadcasters is quite interesting. An article by Liana Fix in OpenDemocracy.net entitled 5 Years After the Russian-Georgian War. All these and things to read will be posted on our forum. This week's English language movies at Rooster Valley Theater across from Parliament is The Conjuring on Saturday the 22nd of August at 8 p.m. Tickets are 10 lari, 50 tetri. On the 20th of August, Dinamo Tbilisi will host Tottenham London in the Europa League playoffs at Dinamo Stadium. Such high-level clubs have not played in Tbilisi for a long time. These clubs played each other at the European tournament 40 years ago in the winter of 1973. Tickets are available at the cash desk at Dinamo Stadium and on bilitebi.ge. Prices start from 5 lari. On the 24th and 25th of August, the Batumi Circus will host the European theater circus Krakatuk. The tickets are available online and at bilitebi.ge. Prices from 10 lari. On the 24th, 5th, 6th, and 8th of August, the 5th International Classic Music Festival Night Serenades will be held in Batumi Summer Theater. Liana Isakadze, as well as Ensemble Orchestra Facebook Virtuosos will participate. Tickets are available at Batumi Art and Music Center. The address is number 1 Odessi Dimitriadi Street in Batumi. For those of you who are Frisbee lovers out there, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday evening around 6 or 6:30 p.m., that's Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday evening, 6 to 6:30, there is an Ultimate Frisbee game in the Hippodrome Park. Men and women, beginners and advanced players, all welcome. For more information, go to facebook.com/groups/Tbilisi Frisbee. Tbilisi Frisbee, all written together, or you can search that on Facebook. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email address is tbilpod@gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website, www.tbilpod.com. As we hit the frenzied zenith of summer, let's slow down a bit, kick back, look at the horizon, think of our lives, of beauty, and how great everything is. From 1905, this is Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy.